Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us right now, really one of the great nose tackles of all time. And he's the guy that got to play on really two of the greatest teams I could think of. First of all, at the U, with that ridiculously tremendous team. And then, of course, with the Patriots. And that is Vince Wilfork. Vince, Joe and Evan in New York, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
We're doing good, man. Doing good.
Fantastic. You know, when I think of you as a player, I think of a Hall of Famer. I think of a guy that certainly put that resume together where you should be in Canton. As your career is now complete, do you look back on it and feel the same way? Do you feel like you're a Hall of Fame player?
I never played a game to be a Hall of Famer. It never crossed my mind now or playing a game. I played a game because I loved it, and I was passionate about it. I never played for that title at all. So even now, you know, being retired, I don't even think about it. All I know is I wanted to win Super Bowls, and I wanted to, you know, be an All-Pro. I wanted to be one of the best to ever play. That's the only thing that I wanted to do. And I wanted to have fun doing what I did, and I did. But as far as everything else, like with Hall of Fame and stuff, I don't think twice about it. I really don't think about it.
Vince, before we get to talk more about your career, tell us what you're doing right now for Kingsford Charcoal and their tailgate.
Well, you know, I've been playing football from high school, college, until pro for 20 years, and I always say, you know, when I retire, I want a tailgate. I said, you mean, because I got tired of going into these stadiums and seeing everybody cooking and food smelling so good, and 3 hours, I have to play in 3 hours, but going through this is like torture. So I say, you know, when I retire, I want them tailgate. And what best way to do it with, you know, partnering up with Kingsford coming in, and we came up with an idea. You say, I always wanted to be the best at what I did, and I say, in order to be the best, I want to work with the best, and that's my partnership with Kingsford came about. And we put together, the you know, retirement piece with two things I love to do, which is, you know, barbecue and play football. And then after that, you know, say the tailgate, basically for like a farewell and doing something for the first time I ever done. So we looking forward to that, going down there at Gillette Stadium and rocking it before the game kick off.
Vince, we're talking to Vince Wilfork. When you enter the league and you walk into that locker room for the first time, the defending Super Bowl champion, New England Patriots, what was that feeling like right out of the gate, getting to play for Belichick, teammate of Brady, joining that football team right out of the gate?
Well, I was never, growing up, I was never like starstruck, but one of the guys that I always, you know, looked up to and became a good mentor to me was Willis McGinnis. And I just remember, you know, Willie McGinnis and Chris Slade, just watching those guys being them, you know, outside backers. And I remember, and that was a name that always stuck with me. So when I got to New England, it wasn't even about Brady at the time. It was, I wanted to meet Willie, you know. And Willie taught me a lot. Willie McGinnis taught me a lot about just being a professional and how to carry yourself. But it wasn't hard for me to play the game because of the background I had at the University of Miami, where that's what we did. We breed football players. So it was like a perfect fit for me. Only thing was different from learning. I had to learn the defense. I had to learn how to two-gap. And that was, you know, Romeo Crennel, Bill Belichick, and Pepper Johnson taught me how to two-gap. But other than that, being a leader and being able to play the game, they didn't have any worries with me. So that's when I stayed in the locker room. And then you look around, you got Rodney Harris and you got Teddy Bruce here, then you got the Tom, then you got Corey Dillon, you got Matt Light, Richard Seymour, Ty Warren, Ty Law. I mean, you look around, you got all these great players, and all of them understood how to play the game and what it takes to be great. And, you know, it wasn't long for me to jump on the wagon and learn from a great group of guys. And we won a lot of ball games.
Vince, you know, and again, we're talking to the great Vince Wilfork. You know, not only did you play on a great team in the NFL with the Patriots, mm-hmm. but you played on maybe the best U team that there ever was in the heyday of the U. I mean, you talk about an NFL team in college football. That was a team you played on, Vince. I mean, that was as loaded a team as probably the greatest college football team that there ever was that group you played with at the U. How about that, Vince?
Man, yeah, that's family. Those were my brothers, and we were loaded.
God, loaded, please.
You know, it was a point of time where we were spitting, you know, players out left and right. And one thing I always respected about us, and everybody, you know, have drafts and you have people go to the league and stuff, but a lot of people don't pan out. But for us, we had a lot of guys that went to the league that was great in college, go to the league and have a very successful career.
Right,
right. And some of these guys are some of the best that ever do it, you know. And that's one of the one thing that we pride ourselves on. Not only were we good in college, but we took it to the next level and dominated the next level. And, I mean, it just goes to show you that one year we had Pro Bowl down in Florida, we had like 13 University of Miami players in the Pro Bowl.
So unbelievable.
Guess what? We ran college and ran the NFL.
Yeah, you did. Really? And the other thing, too, is the nose tackle pedigree at the U. I mean, you look at guys, I mean, Jerome Brown, Cortez Kennedy.
Oh,
my God, Warren Sapp, you. I mean, are you kidding me?
We had.
I mean, look at those guys, like all Hall of Famers.
Yeah, yeah. And out of all the bunch, a lot of people, it was Jerome Brown. He was that bad. He was the one that I think a lot of people that don't know him don't understand how good he was. But, you know, you can ask Warren, you can ask myself, you know, ask the late Cortez, Russell Allen, how good Jerome Brown was. And we'll all say he was the best one out of all of us.
We're talking to Vince Wilfork. When you hear the news about one of your former teammates, about Aaron Hernandez, that he suffered from an advanced form of CTE, and obviously everything that's happened with him over the last couple of years, what are the emotions you think about your former teammate?
I mean, it's sad. It's very sad because the game that we play, it's a collision sport. It's is violent, but you know we love it. You know we love what we do, and I just wish that we had, you know, tests where we can take while we're living, that can test for CTE, because you know if we had that, we can, you know, kind of get guys treated if we know how bad it is. But the sad thing, the bad thing is we don't have it. You know, it's everything is after the fact. And, you know, come out with, okay, yeah, he had TTE at this level and this level, but it's too late. So hopefully we can get something soon. As long as sports are around, it's going to continue to be violent. So the risk is going to still continue to be high, no matter how much you try to make it safer. But collision is collision. When you having somebody running full speed at a certain amount and the pressure and all of that good stuff, it's going to be some violent collisions. So I just wish that we can get tests now where while we're living, test for it.
Right.
And if we do have any sign, if they see any signs of it, we can have treatment get done instead of, you know, waiting for one of us just to pass away to get those results.
Vince, great having you. I know you got to run. I really appreciate it. Real quick, again, with Kingsford Charcoal, what you're doing with the tailgates, tell us again.
Oh, we just going down there. It's basically my fairway, having a good time at Gillette Stadium Sunday before the game, having a good time and just doing something I never done before.
Tailgating, eating,
there you go.
And getting to watch football.
There you go.
That's what we get
through
as fans. It's
not
enjoyable.
Vince, exactly.
We appreciate it, man. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks a lot,
Thank
Vince.
You guys. Thank you.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts. parts.